Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Welcome, everyone, to The Bistro. This is Art Taylor. I am the president and CEO of the BBB Wise Giving Alliance. The Wise Giving Alliance is an affiliate of the Council of Better Business Bureaus. And as you know, the Better Business Bureau is all about making sure that businesses are up and above the standards and practices that we want them to adhere to. Well, the Wise Giving Alliance makes sure that occurs for charities. And we do some great work, and you can certainly check us out at give.org. But today, for this podcast, I'm here with Asha Curran, who is the Chief Innovation Officer at 92nd Street Y and Director of Giving Tuesday, both roles she's had now for the last 5 years. And we're excited to have an opportunity to talk with her and hear all about her wonderful work and, of course, the work of Giving Tuesday. And so, Asha, welcome.
Thank you. It's so nice to be with you.
We're going to have a little conversation today. And the first thing I wanted to just ask you about was the history of Giving Tuesday and how it got started.
Sure. This is a story I love to tell, and Giving Tuesday is such a wonderful project to be working on. So this is November 29th. We'll be Giving Tuesday this year, and it will be the fifth Giving Tuesday, which is amazing. I can't believe the last 4 years have gone by so quickly. And Giving Tuesday was born here at the 92nd Street Y. Some people have trouble seeing the connection between the Y and Giving Tuesday because the Y is a local cultural and community center, and we are very old. We're 143 years old, and we've always served our local community. But we're a Jewish organization, and we're very based in Jewish values. And part of our mission statement is actually about giving back and celebrating giving back and making the world a better place. And so our work with innovation here at the Y focuses a lot on how to take that mission, which is very old, and think about it for a digital age, a connected age, the 21st century, and a new generation. And so we started thinking about what a philanthropic movement would look like that really relied heavily on social media and on the power of that new generation and on people being able to use their voices to talk about giving in really new ways.
Well, that's wonderful. I am really struck by your title, Chief Innovation Officer. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because, you know, we're in a world now where things are changing constantly. Technology is displacing so many of the old things that we used to do and replacing it with new things. And I suspect your role as Chief Innovation Officer helps us and your organization adapt to those changes.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of putting it. I think that you probably just described it better than I can. It's a really fun title, and I think there are versions of me popping up at all kinds of organizations, both for-profit and nonprofit. And I think that probably the job description differs depending on the organizational goals. For us, and we wanted an innovation lab. We wanted a chief innovation officer in the form of me and my team, so that we could start reimagining our mission in really exciting new ways. And I think that, you know, innovation in general means that, right? It means how do you achieve what you want to achieve in ways that you haven't thought of before? How do you bring an entrepreneurial spirit to the things that you might have been doing for a long time? For us, it's very much social innovation, right? Which means not just innovating for the purpose of being new and exciting, but innovating for a social purpose. And so always keeping that in mind. So for me, it being Chief Innovation Officer here at the 92nd Street Y, it really means that mission statement, which is all about learning and dialogue and civic participation and serving community and making the world better, those are my guideposts. So within those, I can do a lot of fun and adventurous things and really think in interesting ways about digital technology and social media and partnerships and collaborations and lots of great stuff. But I always have those as sort of my guiding principles.
Well, I'll tell you, Giving Tuesday, in my mind, is one of the more innovative philanthropic ideas to come along in some time. And if you had anything at all to do with that, my congratulations to you. And we know that many, many organizations in the country are now participating actively at Giving Tuesday and in various activities that you've enabled through this collaboration. Tell us a little bit about it and how it's grown.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal. I mean, the evolution of Giving Tuesday just looks like not like a linear path, right? It really is a graph that points very much upwards to the right. It's grown exponentially every year. And, you know, this is not false modesty. It's not me. It's not us. The power of the movement is the people who take part in it. And I mean that in an organizational and an individual level, right? So the nonprofits and corporates and small businesses and small nonprofits and schools and churches, I mean, I could go on and on, around the world, really, 75 plus countries, they're the ones who are pushing the movement. And then all the people who engage in the actual day itself, some of them are giving for the first time, some of them are volunteering for the first time. I mean, without that massive community and growing community, it would just be, you know, us here thinking, oh, we had this great idea. But I'll tell you what I think the secret sauce was behind it. It was really choosing not to brand it. It was choosing to get it out there in the world and really let people take it and own it. And that's what's happened. People have really, really taken the idea of Giving Tuesday and they take ownership over it, right? They change the name, they change the logo, they have fun with it. It becomes an opportunity for them to try something new. Both at the nonprofit level, they might try something new with fundraising, they might try something new with social media, they might reach out to other organizations to collaborate for the first time, and on an individual level as well. So it's a movement that is very much led by the people who are out there doing it and participating in it. And the truth is, I learned so much from them.
Well, I suspect you do. Can I just say that I have a man crush on Henry Timms?
I'll be sure
Please
to tell
Please pass
him.
That on because
yes, I will.
His mind is just so, you use the word innovative and creative, and he's such a wonderful spirit and great collaborator. When I first talked to him about this work at Giving Tuesday, he gave me so many ideas for things we could do. He pointed out that because of the creation of Giving Tuesday and the growth in participants and the amount of giving taking place on that day, that he felt that there was a responsibility to also make sure that the giving was great giving, and that he saw a clear role for the BBB Wise Giving Alliance to play in helping people who were giving to know what they should do to give to trustworthy and credible charities. And so we've really jumped on that theme and been very active with the movement over the last 3 years. And we've even made it a big emphasis for the BBB system. We are now very active, not only on the Giving Tuesday day, which sort of concludes that whole weekend, but we have activities throughout the week that tie into the various programs at the Better Business Bureau. For instance, Black Friday. Of course, we want to make sure that people are spending money on accredited businesses and businesses that are going to give them the most value. Small Business Saturday. Well, most of the members of the BBB are small businesses, and so we're very active there. Cyber Monday, we have a variety of information that we like to give out to people about how to give online and how to purchase items online. And then Giving Tuesday is sort of the bookend and the one that we really get into very actively to make sure that people are giving to reputable charities. So we've not only taken on Giving Tuesday, but we've sort of wrapped our services around the whole weekend. And it was really Henry's thoughtfulness that helped us come to this conclusion to show that we really do have something to offer both consumers through the weekend and donors on Tuesday. And so wanted to just make sure that he knew that we were taking his great idea and filling it out as best we could.
Yeah, no, I think that you guys have taken a real leadership role in that. I mean, I actually just tweeted out something that you guys published last November, which was the five tips to give, you know, to give wisely on Giving Tuesday. I think, you know, some of these tools that are created are so good, they don't need to be just for 1 year. I mean, the rules that you put out or the guides, you know, the tips are the same. They're still very much in effect this year. So that's the kind of thing that I love about Giving Tuesday. Like, we didn't put out these tips. So you did, right? You're a Giving Tuesday leader. So I think that that's a really key part of the whole movement. And Henry definitely has a deep understanding of, you know, how the nature of power and connectedness is really changing and shifting, and how people engage with movements and in this digital age. And I think that he really tapped into that power flow with the idea of Giving Tuesday, and certainly has the ability to inspire as well.
So one of the great things about Giving Tuesday is the social media aspect of it. And, you know, online giving is growing every year, and as well as mobile giving for that matter. And I wanted to point out for people who want to give via mobile that you may want to consider text to give as an option. And we have the BBB Mobile Giving Foundation that will enable you to make a text donation to many of your favorite charities. But tell us about the drive and the push that social media has enabled for the Giving Tuesday movement and how it's helped it grow.
Oh, I just can't overstate it. I mean, I think people like you and me who are, you know, philanthro nerds love to watch this kind of stuff. And we just watch with our mouths open as this grows by leaps and bounds every single year. I was just reading PayPal's press release about what they're looking at for their month of December, Giving Tuesday through end of year, and that they're predicting a 45% uptick in giving on mobile. So I think you're right. Those numbers are just like, they're astronomical. And we're not surprised, right? I mean, all of us are always on our phones and staring on our phones and shopping on our phones and giving on our phones. So we see some really interesting things. Text to give is really interesting. We certainly see nonprofits that have good mobile giving pages do much better. Because if you're a donor and you are interested in a particular cause or a particular nonprofit and you go to the donation page and it's buggy or it doesn't work or it's not mobile optimized, that's a big problem, right? You're not gonna want to go back a couple hours later and keep trying, or wait till you're at a desktop. When you want to give, you want to give. So that's one thing that a best practice that we encourage nonprofits to really pay attention to and to try to adopt. So I think that that is probably a big thing, and we're going to see a lot of that. And then just online giving in general is likely the wave of the future, right? I mean, I think the last data I read on it is that it's about 10% of all giving, which is really not much, but it has, again, grown by leaps and bounds and will continue to, I think, at an exponential rate. And by the way, online giving is all we count for Giving Tuesday. So when we say that Giving Tuesday raised $120 million online for that 24-hour period, just the period of Giving Tuesday, we're not counting anything that was given in the form of, you know, old-fashioned giving, a check or a tithing box or anything like that.
Wow. So you can just imagine what the real impact of this activity is on giving.
Exactly. We think that number is pretty big. There's no way we're able to measure, and we really stay away from even estimating it. And then, of course, that doesn't give, you know, any attention to the volunteer hours or the acts of kindness or any of the other amazing things that make Giving Tuesday so special.
Well, one of the other things I like about it is that, you know, we all get together, many of us anyway, with our families over the Thanksgiving holiday. And how cool would it be for more families to just sit down and chart out their giving plans, you know, for the holiday season over that weekend, and then to, you know, kick it off with a gift to their favorite organizations on Giving Tuesday? Just something for people to begin thinking about. We come together anyway.
You know, I love that idea. I love the idea of tying, you know, a Thanksgiving conversation to then what you do as a family on Giving Tuesday, which is just 4 days later. One thing that I started doing with my own kids, for whatever it's worth, is that I give them an allowance every week, and we divide it into thirds. So a third of it is their spending money, a third of it goes into long-term savings, and a third of it goes to a charity jar, you know, or charity account. And at the end of the year, when we're approaching Giving Tuesday, we do have that talk. What do they care about? What are they interested in? What do they want to give to? So that we all, as a family, give on Giving Tuesday to several different organizations which reflect our different philanthropic passions.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I know that we need to do more to educate young people who are going to be much more globally empathetic anyway.
Yes.
To give, and to give wisely, of course, but also to plan their giving so that when they do give, they're thoughtful in their gifts and making sure that they get the most out of them. So congratulations to you and your family for helping your young people learn.
Thanks.
We have about a minute left in the program, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to make any closing comments about the weekend and Giving Tuesday and any other things that you think are important to include in this podcast.
Well, I'll tell you, I guess I'll tell you what's been on my mind, Art, which is that that I think that this year, you know, I've been watching, like every single other American has been watching this election play out. And, you know, regardless of what who we're going to vote for, regardless of where our political affiliations lie, it's been hard, right? It's been rough. It feels like the country is really angry and really divided. And I guess that's, you know, that's partially true leading up to any election because by necessity, there's a winner and a loser, right? But it does feel a little bit more pronounced this year. And I think that around the world, we've seen a lot of really hard stuff happening and a lot of people suffering. And so for me, you know, Giving Tuesday is actually a way bigger opportunity than just being able to give something. It's an opportunity to feel like we're beginning to heal or we're beginning to repair as we all sort of pivot from the negativity and have a chance to reorient ourselves towards something that we can all agree on, right? That there's no natural divides when it comes to giving, that we can really cross boundaries to agree that giving, that our communities, that our family, that our world is really worth it. So that's what I've been thinking about this year that I hope people take away that larger message.
Well, thank you for that, and I couldn't agree more. So we've been here with Asha Curran, who is the Chief Innovation Officer and Director of Giving Tuesday, and it's been great having you, and we hope that everyone listening to this podcast will be active on Giving Tuesday and throughout the holiday season.
All right, it was such a pleasure, and we're such fans of yours, and thank you, everyone, for listening. And if anybody has any questions about Giving Tuesday or needs any resources or tools, we're just at givingtuesday.org. Everything that anybody could need is there.
Well, thank you for all, and thanks, everyone, for joining The Bistro.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.